Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, Friday. Now, you see, I guess there's some confusion. I consider this to be Christmas weekend. You know, the weekend before the holiday is the weekend of the holiday, in my opinion. But I guess some people are thinking that next weekend is Christmas weekend. No, next weekend is New Year's Eve weekend because it's before the New Year's holiday. Anyway, that's the way I see it. I think this is the beginning of Christmas weekend because Christmas is next week. Well, there is something from our past that's coming back, especially you guys. Many of you guys who are my age and younger will be very familiar with this. It's coming back. My ex was the one who was behind this, and she is bringing it back, and I'm very proud of her. We still stay in touch, and I am very happy to once again be talking to my ex, the beautiful Rhonda Shear. Rhonda, good afternoon.
We can make it the present. It doesn't have to be X.
Okay, I like that too. Rhonda is bringing back the movie wraparound concept of Up All Night. It was on the USA Network. Oh, I'm going to let you all say right. That in just a moment. It was on the USA Network from 1989 to 1999. And I will never forget, I had just moved to San Antonio. My son was visiting, and my new girlfriend was sitting with me on the sofa, and we were channel surfing, and Up All Night came on, and my son had to announce to my new girlfriend, oh, yeah, my dad used to date her. So, you know, I mean, that was just kind of funny. I think he was kind of proud of it. And, you know, there were times when I had the Corvette and there was no back seat, and my son, when he was young, actually sat on your lap.
Yeah, I still think of him as a baby boy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's still my baby boy. All right, so look, this is exciting.
Absolutely.
Up All Night is coming back, and you still sound exactly the way you sounded back then when you say it, so please say it for us.
Well, USA Up All Night.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, I did movie wraparounds with the legendary Gilbert Gottfried, who's no longer with us, sadly.
Right.
He was on Saturday night, I was on Friday on USA Network, and we would show, you know, B-movies and comedy movies and horror films, and we would do these sketches in between, and I did it from 91 to 98. So I started in early 90s. And so, Scoot, what you don't know is that I've been acting a lot in the last few years. And the reason why is a lot of people who grew up with me started making films. They're of the age to be doing films. They're in 40s, late 30s. And I think, you know, they remember me from their past. And a couple of people locally reached out that are filmmakers. And so I've been working a little bit, and I was at a convention signing autographs, one of these cons that they kept asking me to go to these different conventions, and I was at one in Knoxville, Tennessee, and a gentleman came up to me from Kings of Horror, which you can find on YouTube, Kings of Horror or kingsofhorror.com, and he goes, you ever thought about rebooting Up All Night? And I'm like, yeah, we have, but we never have because I'm so busy with my Intimate Apparel line. Long story short, this company called Kings of Horror, they distribute, they're film distributors, so they have the films, and my husband and I built a studio, which you don't know about either. We have an out-and-out studio, which you need to come and do things with me there. Oh, that sounds so wrong.
It does.
But we do podcasts, we do influencers, we have commercials and movies and films and TV, and Up All Night is being shot there. And my husband built basically the same bedroom that was there from the 90s. It's a replica of it, except it's even bigger and better. And we're shooting it and getting stars in and some of the favorite people's favorite stars from all those films. And we actually have a Christmas special this, as you said, Christmas weekend, which is tomorrow.
Yes, this is coming up tomorrow. So the Up All Night Christmas theme show with Rhonda Shear is tomorrow night. And tell everybody exactly where they can find it.
And it's so cool. Okay, it's December 20th. You can go to Kings of Horror. You can go to YouTube and just search Kings of Horror. It will pop right up. Or if you're on your computer just or your phone, go to kingsofhorror.com, and it'll pop right up. And there's tons of promos for it. So it's December 20th, 10 p.m. Eastern. So that would be 9 p.m. your time that it will be premiering. You can still watch it after that. But what's fun is that we chat in real time as a community. Everybody's watching it together. And I have really, if for people who love the horror genre, I have John Brennan, who came from The Last Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs, and Yuki Nakamura, and I know you're not going to know these people, but if people who follow these people love them, Tiffany Shepsis, just amazing cast of characters that are on, and every week I'm getting in all kinds of people from L.A.
Look, I'm excited.
Every other week.
I'm excited.
Yeah, you got to come on.
I'm excited.
You got to come on to that.
That would be awesome. I'm excited about this, Rhonda, because since the pandemic, I developed a habit of every Saturday night at 7 o'clock, I'm in front of the TV. Now, sometimes I have something to do and I can't do it. But I developed this habit during the pandemic when we couldn't go anywhere. I started watching the horror movies on Svengoolie. So I love these horror movies. I love them. So I and love you. So I'll be watching this with great anticipation.
Well, that is so cool. And so much like Svengoolie, I mean, what I'm doing is, of course, you know, back in the day, as your son will remember, even though he was a baby, a lot of cleavage for me. I'm not saying there isn't just a little bit. But, you know, I'm not the same age I was back then, but I've surrounded myself with beautiful young actors and actresses, and they're funny, and comedians, and the bits. I call it a sketch com. And Kings of Horror has six other channels on YouTube, and they're running the bits, even without the film, and it's doing very well. And we're probably getting ready to go on Roku probably mid-January as well. So we'll be streaming on a few places. It's very exciting, Scoop, because the whole world is changing in the way we watch things.
Yeah, I mean, it really is amazing. And for those of you who don't know, Rhonda used to basically do Up All Night, these movie wraparound bits. She used to do this in lingerie. And during this period of time, she was in Playboy magazine. And yeah, wasn't anything I hadn't seen before. But anyway, so
yeah, I wonder what the big
have been there.
We can talk that way now because we're a certain age, so well, now we can let the secrets out.
I know it's so true. So anyway, it was it was a fun show. Up All Night was fun, and you were great. But you're at least going to add in a little cleavage here.
Of course, I'm going to have a little cleavage, but I'm also just like Svengoolie has a beautiful young lady on the show, is very talented, and Joe Bob Briggs, you know, has Darcy the male girl. I'm bringing on, and I love these actors because first of all, I feel like sketch comedy is dead. I feel like everything on Saturday Night Live is just too political. I'm not saying they're not funny, but I don't want to just see politics.
Well, no, some of it just isn't funny.
Now, funny, yeah, funny stuff. So the characters are funny. We're doing really fun theme shows. They're smart. They're fun. And people are going to recognize, like, you know, Linnea Quigley's coming on next week. And Linnea was huge. Is still a huge horror, movie star. So I'm starting to go to a lot of these conventions. I'm actually going to one in Louisiana. I think it's in March. So a lot of these festivals, I'll be shooting at these different festivals along. I know it's so much fun, Scoot. It's kind of like totally total full circle.
Yeah, I love that for you. I love that for you. And I've always respected your business sense. A lot of people might think that you're just some dumb beauty, but you're a very, very smart, calculating woman. And I know that in more ways than one. And you just, you know, I'm so happy for you. I'm glad this is coming back. It's a fun thing.
Please.
And a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, there were a few times that you and I did stand up together and we had matching Reeboks. And, you know, we had matching braids
and
in our hair.
You know what? You said back in the day, but you know what? You're going to come on the show and do it again because I'm doing a little bit of stand-up. I mean, you know, yes, our business, you know, is still going really flying high, the intimate apparel business, really doing well. But for the first time, I'm able to kind of combine my comedy and my brand, the Ron Disher Intimates brand, because I do support, lift and support women. So my character is lifting and supporting women. And we're very, you know, we are lifting the women that come on the show. It's really fun. They're getting, you know, just, I love helping young women and women, you know, maybe find their place in TV for the first time, or maybe they haven't had a chance to really experiment with different characters. So it's really fun for me to cast this. You know how that is. You know, you love helping young people in the business. So you got to watch it. It's really funny. And if you want to see anything more about the show, go to Rhonda Shear Up All Night, or I should say Rhonda Shear Up All Night .com. And it talks about the show and where I'm appearing and such.
And Rhonda, I love that your voice sounds the same as it did back then, you know, because, you know, it wouldn't be good if you sounded like an old lady, like, up all night, you know, up all night. You're definitely not one of the, one of the golden girls, you know,
you
could be
a...
Yeah, you could be.
I'm acting a ton. I've got like all this. But you know what's really funny that you said that? I feel like I'll never retire, as you probably won't either. And I think it keeps you young. And I'm not trying to be young in terms of age-wise. I'm not trying. I don't want to go back. It's too much. But I do think being around young people and doing fun things keeps your brain young.
Yeah,
and keeps
it does.
You current. Because just like, you know, we sell our product on TikTok now and on Amazon Live because this is the way the world is going. And just like streaming is the new way to watch television and YouTube. I love being part of this movement instead of going, oh, I don't know how to do this. Yeah. I don't know how to work the TV. No. So, you know, I'm not great tech savvy, but I love learning and I love helping, you know, people get a chance. And I think I know everybody's going to enjoy this particular special. It does have a horror film, 13 Slaves Till Christmas, and that's a very beloved Christmas horror film, and we wrap around that, and then I'm helping to write each show, so I've got Naughty Elves, and I've got Santa's Helpers, and my elves get drunk on very shapely gingerbread cookies.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. Yeah, nothing like a bunch of elves that are out of control.
Exactly.
All right, so you can you can find all this. So Rhonda's got an up all night special tomorrow night at 9 o'clock New Orleans time, and it's wrapped around like a horror Christmas movie. Go to kingsofhorror.com to get all the information you need. And for many of you, it's going to bring back memories. For some of you, it will just show you just something new and different. And Rhonda, I love what you said about not trying to recapture the past. And I have felt that way so much in my business, you know, going from music radio to talk radio. I mean, I'm still the same person, but I'm not trying to be who I was in the past.
No.
I'm who I am today, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, no, me too. And this is why we need to play. I still have youthful energy, and I know you have energy, and I think that's a blessing to have the energy. But no, I wouldn't want to go back. I love all the experiences I've had, and I'm able to use those now and share those with other people and make some funny comedy because we need that. We need that in this world.
Oh, my God, we do.
I just think, and producing these at our own studio, you've got to come to Shear Media Studios, and we need to do some creating.
You've got to
get away from New Orleans for a couple of days.
I'll
come to New Orleans because I need some great New Orleans food soon. I really do.
Well, I will do that. We'll plan that. And, you know, I want you to know that, you know, there are still people who question whether or not I'm straight or gay. And I have thought about you often as a resource, but I've never really called on you. And I don't feel the need to do it now. But it should be pretty obvious who I am.
You are very straight. But you know what? I always say, you know,
let them think whatever they want. That's kind of fun too.
Well, that's true. Yeah. And I mean, I have a feminine side, and I'm okay with that. You know, I like
you're
shopping
in touch
for
your feminine side, yeah, but that's what gets the women is men that are sensitive to women and listen to women.
Yeah,
those guys who actually listen to us are the ones who are smart and get the girl. And you've always known how to do that. I can vouch for that for sure. And we had a blast.
Yeah, we did.
Matching braids, matching earrings, matching shoes.
And one day
we'll do it again.
One day we can go into details about the party at the Playboy Mansion.
Yes, yes. Yeah. We need to share that because it's actually epic. Iconic, and it's now the time to talk about it. But Playboy's coming back.
It was
They're
so
opening
epic.
Up their, not just the magazine, but also the offices out of Miami now, and I'm very happy about that.
All right.
And I'm selling some Playboy merchandise. Go to RogerShear, upallnight.com, and check out the Playboy merchandise. That's all I'm going to say.
Love you. Great to talk to you again, and
I'll
see you soon. And just best of luck with Up All Night.
Up All Night tomorrow night. Watch me and 13 Slaves of Christmas. It's a fun show. Fun
All right,
movie.
And she's worth watching.
All right, baby.
All right, Rhonda. I'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
Bye. All right. Look, here's a Christmas classic, and this is from Vince Vance and the Valiants, and this goes way back. It's the same title as another song, but it's a totally different song. The title is All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's not Mariah Carey. This is the one that had the first title like this. You know, I every once in a while somebody will say, you know, I really like Vince Vance's version better. No, it's a different song. It has the same title, All I Want for Christmas Is You, but totally different songs. And this is the Vince Vance version. It's a Christmas classic. I'm Scoot, and hang on. We'll be right back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And this is a new Christmas song from the Molly Ringwalds. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. And if you are leaving us, heading out of town next week, or if you will be totally distracted, remember you can download the Odyssey app and have our show wherever you have your phone. Yeah, just download the free Odyssey app or download, you might not have it downloaded, we're also on iHeartRadio. We're also on the iHeart app. So just download the iHeart app and type in WWL and you've got us wherever you have your phone. So the Philadelphia Flyers of the National Hockey League have an announcer. He was suspended because of something inappropriate that he said. Apparently, there was some kind of technical issue last night in the game against the Buffalo Sabres. And so apparently somebody like in the broadcast booth was, you know, I think I've got this right. And the broadcast booth was like, you know, underneath the table doing something, you know, in the broadcast booth. And the announcer said, while the mic was on, while you're down there, would you mind blanking me? No, you don't say that. Now, he thought the mic was off, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you really got to be, sometimes you have to always assume that a mic is on. And I don't always do that here in the studio. You know, sometimes I'm talking back and forth with Ian, and I'm hitting the talk button between me and the studio, the other studio, and we're talking. But I really should always assume that this mic might be on. But yeah, I mean, while you're down there, would you mind blanking me? But see, that's I mean, if you're a heterosexual, you want the guy who's working on the equipment. You want that guy to do that? No, I don't think so. Seems like that would be very inappropriate. All right, the games are going to be here on WWL, but tomorrow is the Saturday that we start getting NFL games on Saturdays. And so tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the 9-5 Eagles are in Washington against the 4-10 Commanders. I think the Eagles win this game handily. And you know, when he was at LSU, one thing that concerned me about Jaden Daniels was his size. I thought, man, this guy is so good. But is he big enough? Is he strong enough to stay healthy in the NFL? And he's had some issues. And I wonder if that is part of it, that he's not the biggest guy. I mean, I hope the best for him because he's such a great quarterback. So I hope he comes back healthy next season because he's really, really fun to watch. But the Eagles, the Eagles have to win this game, and I don't think they take this lightly. It's just down the road. They're just down the road from Philadelphia. No, they're just up the road from Philadelphia. Or is it down the road? No, they're up the road. Philadelphia, D.C., yeah, let's see, Washington. No, they're up the road. They're up the road. Okay, I lived there for a year, and I'm trying to figure out the geography. Yeah, it's Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York. So they're up there, up the road, not far away. Then at 7:20 tomorrow night, the 9-4 Packers take on the 10-4 Bears in Chicago. I really like what the Bears are doing this year, and I think it's fun to see all the new teams that may get in the playoffs. But I can't go against the Packers right now. I don't know. Maybe they've got injuries that I'm not really aware of. The Bears are going to give the Packers a hell of a game. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears win, but I think I'd have to go with the Packers in that game against the Bears. And last night, we talked about this earlier, what an extraordinary game last night on Thursday Night Football. The Rams and the Seahawks, I don't know what the ratings are. Ian, can you check very quickly and see if there were ratings on that game last night? This was a much-anticipated game in Seattle, the Rams and the Seahawks, and winning the game is about really controlling the NFC. And the Rams were leading by 16 points over the Seahawks. And the Seahawks defense really kind of came alive, and one of the things that ignited the Seahawks was a punt return for a touchdown by Rashid Shaheed. I am so happy for that guy. I am so happy for him. And then the Seahawks come back to tie it up, make up a 16-point deficit. And it didn't look like Sam Darnold had it in him to do that, but he did it. And again, the touchdown from Rashid Shaheed helped out. But the Seahawks come back to tie it 30-30, goes into overtime. The Rams get the ball. They score first. It's 37-30. The Seahawks come back and score. It's 37-36. Do you tie? Do you kick the extra point and go for the tie? Or do you go for the 2 points and win the game? And they're thinking, well, if the tie doesn't do us any good in the playoff picture, let's go for the win. They went for the win. And guess who's calling the plays? Clint Kubiak. Talked about this earlier. I just hate it when people leave the Saints and go do a better job with another team. And I think there are reasons for this. In the same way that I have lived in other cities, I see different cultures in different cities. And I think this is something that we can work on in New Orleans. There is not always a demand for excellence. There is a built-in DNA of complacency here in a lot of areas. And I know everybody wants the Saints to win. I'm not saying that they don't want the Saints to win. But the intensity, the importance of winning for the fans is more important in other cities than it is here. And I can tell you that because I lived in other cities and I know this. But I think this is something that I would like to see a younger generation and people who have moved here from elsewhere. I'd like to see all of that collectively rejuvenate New Orleans into a place where there's more demand for excellence in business, in politics, and on the field and on the court when it comes to sports. But anyway, Clint Kubiak did a great job with the call last night and did a great job with the play calling in general. And also Rashid Shaheed, well, he did that for the Saints. I'm sorry we let him go, but they went for the win. And I don't know his name, but I think it was the tight end on the left side of the line. And for the 2-point conversion, he's blocking. He's actively involved in a block and then releases and just trots across the goal. He's all alone. Boom, pass from Sam Darnold. It's good. They win the game 38-37. I mean, it was one incredible game last night. All right, when we come back, let's just touch on this this person who's going around New Orleans. I think it's the Bayou St. John area. He's a porch pirate, and he's stealing boxes. He's stealing presents off the porches of people's homes. The guy apparently has a limp. Nobody with a limp should be getting away with anything. I mean, we should be able to chase this guy down and get the packages. He's also on a bike. And, you know, if this guy is stealing a gift because he has nothing to give his kids, even though that's wrong, even though that's bad, that's more forgivable than somebody who just has this attitude like, I'm going to take it because I can. I'm going to steal it because I can. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. All right, here is another really bad Christmas song that should never have been done. The title of the song is explained very much at the very beginning, so I'm not even going to say the title of the song, but here's another one of the songs that we're featuring that is a really bad Christmas song. You'll hear the title coming up. Back Door Santa. Yeah, and there are a lot of ways to take that, right? That's Clarence Carter. Whoa, 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 wait, hey, whoa. What kind of lyrics are those? I make the little girls happy while the little boys go out to play? You pervert. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, it's Friday afternoon, and pretty soon this is going to be the Friday night of Christmas weekend. Hey, you know, I know a lot of people do a lot of drinking this time of year. Make sure you don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it. I mean, I'm not speaking from personal experience, but I'm just fortunate that nothing ever happened when I did it years ago, but I would never do that today. So there's too many ways to get around. Do not drink and drive. Let's go to Tammy in St. Rose. Tammy, you're on WWL.
I just missed Roger. I just need to tell you guys, my husband, I'm a simple girl with simple needs, and okay. I like really good fragrance. And I told Billy about, I just want some perfume. And so he heard y'all, and he actually went across the river, which he is loath to do. And Roger helped him, and Billy couldn't remember exactly which one it was. And so Roger started naming off names, and he's like, Billy's like, that's the one.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
By Dior.
Cool.
And listen, we need people like Roger in this world. I am so happy with this present. And
good.
I mean, it's just a simple, simple present and for a great price. And it's just I cried. I couldn't even help myself. I was like, Billy, I can't believe you went to all that trouble to get that present for me.
Tammy, that's such a sweet story. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you saying that. Wow, we've got to get to a break here. I want to mention that the banners that were taken down, the banners that Mayor-elect Helena Moreno got permission to put up, and Mayor Cantrell got everything up all up in a wad, and she had them taken down, spending money the city doesn't have to have them taken down. And I mean, I'm assuming they spent extra money to do that. Anyway, Billy Nungesser gave Helena Moreno permission to put them up. So they're up at the Presbyterian and at the Cabildo in the French Quarter, so that's cool. Look, these people who are porch pirates, you know, that's really low. You know, stealing something just because you can, it's just low. And I have no respect for these people, and we should do more to stop it. But inevitably, there's always going to be a package on somebody's doorstep, and somebody's going to have an opportunity to steal it. So it's sad that there are people like that in the world, and I hope that never happens to you. This is a Christmas classic that we've got to get this on today and just share a little bit of the sound of Karen Carpenter's voice with this Christmas song. This has always been one of my favorite Christmas songs. It's a little sentimental. It kind of tugs at my heartstrings, but I love it. For those of you going off to celebrate Christmas, for those of you continuing to celebrate Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah, and Merry Christmas to all of you. For those of you who will be joining us next week, I'll be here until Christmas. And just have a very great and safe holiday season. And there may be others that have more, but there are others that have so much less. Try to appreciate what you have. All right, Fans and the Pro with these guys coming up next. Deuce and Mike Haas coming up next. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Dan Barron, Ian Ozan, Courtney P., and thank you for being part of the show. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Love you, New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.